The Paradise Town Advisory Board will come to order May 26, 2026. If you'd all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Few items at the top of the agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners and the Clark County Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. And if you have any private conversations you'd like to have with whoever you're near, well, you can take them right outside the door or in the lobby behind you, so as not to interrupt the meeting and the people talking. The rest of those items I'll leave for you all to peruse. Let the record show that all board members are present except for Kimberly Schwartzlander, chair, and she's excused. And could we have a staff introduction?
Welcome, Vasquez, Park County Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Okay. Brady Bernhardt, Conference of Planning. Okay. And Albert Lozano, Commissioner Gibson.
Thank you. Okay, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speakers table here. There's a microphone. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. Is there anyone like saying before we get started? Okay. And we have a motion to approve the minutes for May 12th.
Yeah, remember when we kept our May 12th, 2026.
You have a motion to approve the minutes for May 12th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion for approval of the agenda for May 26th, 2026.
Chair, I move to approve the agenda for May 26th, 2026 as prepared by staff with no changes.
We have a motion to approve the agenda tonight for May 26, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Information items for discussion. Okay. Do we have anything? Nothing. Planning and zoning. Item number one, TN 26500065 BP Flamingo LLC. Tentative map consisting of two commercial lots on 1.10 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located north of Flamingo Road and west of Pinecrest Street within Paradise.
Good evening, Commissioners.
Board.
Good evening, Board. Lenny O'Neill, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant for this tentative map. You've seen me a lot on this project, which was a Zalski's, and a Dutch Rose was approved. We did the vacation because we have to do an entire sidewalk. And this application is for a tentative map to split the lot, to orient you to the site where north of Flamingo and west of Pinecrest. And this is a lot, two lot commercial subdivision. splitting it for the two uses, and this basically would allow them to then go in and start permitting and construction. So this, I'm hoping, is the last application I have to do on the site. Staff has recommended approval, and we will appreciate your approval as well. I'm here to answer any questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public and open it to the board. If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, board, and how are you?
Okay, item number two, UC 260245, Diamond Creek Holding Series 15 LLC, use permits for the following: one, banquet facility; two, live entertainment in conjunction in the existing shopping center on 4.74 acres in a CG commercial general zone within the Maryland Parkway and Airport Environs, AE 60. Overlays generally located south of Flamingo Road and east of Tamara Street within Paris.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is my first time ever doing this, so I don't even know.
Just your name.
Sorry, my name is Kimberly Branch.
And spell, and if you could.
Last name, B-R-A-N-C-H.
And the address you want to use?
The address of the location is 1555 East Flamingo Road, Unit G118, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89119.
Okay. And go ahead and give us your presentation.
Okay. All right. So like I said, I don't know where to start. Photos.
Is this the thing I need?
No.
Just turn it off and just have to move it.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. All right, let's see if we can open it. All right, we'll move on something. Okay, so that would be the front of the facility. This would be the side view of the facility. It has a door on the side as well. And then, like I said, it's a door. It's a door right here and a door right here. And no one uses this door. This will be the main door right here. As stated, even in my justification letter, it is it's already operating with three businesses. It is operating as KB Style Studios Professional Entertainment Services, where we just, you know, provide music, you know, things of that nature for events and things like that. So that's my actual office for the location. This is currently what it's like, what it looks like. It does have chairs, tables, and other things, but this is how it started out once I got everything. You know, got the floors and the walls and everything done. It is 834 square feet. I was able to put a little office in right here in the corner, and here's the storage closet. So right next to the storage closet, currently there is a stage, and hopes that we would be able to utilize it. I also have a nonprofit organization called KB Style Music Arts and Entertainment that's also operating from there as well. And so not only would I like to use the facility for a banquet facility, parties, and things of that nature, baby showers, I'd also like to use the space for a facility to be able to distribute and also have events for the nonprofit organization. We are located right next to a church. which everything is audible at, you know, with, at the church. You know, it actually is three or four churches on the whole entire property, but there's one located right next to me. And as you can see, we're located right on the edge. So, right here on the edge and across from it is the Olive Garden restaurant. So right here is Flamingo Road, and we're not really, we're more so towards Flamingo Road. So back here in the farther part of the property, there's actually a residential area, but it's very far from where I am. Let's see, anything else that I have to present? Definitely ample parking on the property. And let's see. I believe that's all I have as far as pictures. I don't know if anybody has any questions or anything, but I basically would love to get a special use permit so that I don't have to, first of all, do anything illegal. there are events as an entertainer. I'm an entertainer as well, but I also support other entertainers. And within the Las Vegas community, we do have a large community of entertainers. And me being also the executive director of the nonprofit organizations, there's a lot of things that I like to do. We actually just did something with the Harrison House a couple of days ago. And so they're looking to collaborate and do some things with us as well. The special use permit, you know, is not just for the birthday parties and baby showers and weddings. Of course, that's income generating, so that would help a lot. But also, like I said, for, you know, just being an advocate for the community and being accessible to what the needs are, live band rehearsals and things of that nature. So,
like I said, okay. Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. I just have couple of questions. What are the hours that?
Oh, the hours are Monday through Friday. It is available for like showings and business meetings from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturdays and Sundays, it's really appointment only. Mm-hmm. Of course, any events could possibly go on anywhere between 10 a.m. and 11 p.m.
Okay. So what type of entertainment are we going to have there?
So besides the, like I said, besides the baby showers, birthday parties, weddings, again, there is a entertainment side. So small events, showcases, things of that nature. And like I said, it will also be a great facility for the nonprofit to be able to do events. Like I know that around Christmas time, we collaborated with like Doolittle Community Center and Pearson Community Center, you know, but if I have a facility, why would I take it somewhere else if I don't have to?
Yeah. So this entertainment is going to be indoors?
Yes, indoors.
And the doors are going to be closed?
Yes.
So you're going to be a good neighbor?
Oh, of course, of course. And like I said, there's a church next to me, so, I mean, I can hear everything that goes on with them, but we're pretty much okay. We're okay.
That's all I have.
I have a question.
Sure.
With the request you're talking, you want to make it a banquet facility. Are you looking to be serving food?
Yes.
So
not all the time, but yes.
Do you have a kitchen facility there, or what do you plan on doing with that?
It would be prepared food. Okay. It would be prepared food.
Catered.
Yes, like Sterno's. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone want to make a motion? I'll make a motion to approve use permit subject to preliminary staff conditions. Okay, we have a motion to approve the item subject to the preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
You go to the Planning Commission on 6/16.
Yes.
They'll make the final decision.
Okay.
They'll make the final decision. Item number three, ET 26400038, NZC 220005, Capistone Homes LLC, zone change, second extension of time to reclassify 1.3 acres from RE Rural Estate Residential Zone to R3 Multifamily Residential Zone. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1. Increased building height, and 2. Reduced street landscaping. Design review for proposed multifamily residential development, generally located east side of Pecos Road and the south side of Oquendo Road, alignment within Paradise.
Good evening, Lexa Gray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here on behalf of the applicant, who is Capistone Homes. This application is a request for a second extension of time. The first was approved administratively last year, which granted a one-year extension. We're coming in today requesting an additional 2 years as we're just working through to finalize some plans. We're actually going through the pre-application process now. The site was previously approved for a multifamily development. We're looking to now map that as townhomes, so we're just looking for additional time to finalize the plans on that. So based on that, staff is recommending approval. We're thankful for that, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the public who'd like to speak on the item?
Yes.
Amen. I need your name and address.
Okay. Terry Beckhart, 3463 East Quail Avenue, Las Vegas, 89120. My last name is spelled E-C-K-H-A-R-T. I have a couple of questions. How many units will this contain?
Address the board.
I'm sorry.
We'll get your questions, and then she'll have an opportunity to answer them.
I'd like to know how many units. I see that they're requesting a height change. How high is that going to be? Two-story, three-story, something like that. Question on the entrance and exits for that, because I live on Quail, which is right around the corner from the office park is right between us. And we already have, with the other construction going on by Home Depot, we have an increase in traffic. We have people coming down our road at all hours, day and night. We have enough issues with the office park because of the barter school that's there and their students. So I'm looking to find out how, just the volume that we're gonna have there. And I think that's all the questions I have right now.
Okay. Would you like an opportunity to answer your questions?
Yes. So as far as the unit count, we were approved for 22 lots. We're looking to maintain that so that that density of 17.5 dwelling units per acre. Access will be from the west on Pecos. We're going to just be a single access, so we aren't taking access from, I believe, a window maybe they gave it to the north here. But we aren't taking access from there. Everything will come through Pecos. As far as traffic goes, it will be subject to a traffic study, which will come, of course, through the permitting process. So prior to pulling building permits and so on, we'll have to conduct a traffic study. If there are any issues or concerns at that time, we'll have to address it prior to pulling building permits. Height. They were previously approved, I think, for I think it was a three-story product at, I don't want to misspeak, but I think 38-ish feet. We're looking at, I think, a two-story product as of now. Again, we're still finalizing our product type. I think it'll be around 35-ish feet. So that's what we're looking to propose as of now.
Great. So I will close it to the public. Is there anyone else? I'll close it to the public and open it to the board, and just point out that this project has already been approved. All she's asking for is an extension.
This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm questioning.
Yeah.
We'll be back through regarding
the application. Does anybody have any questions?
No.
Anyone? No? Someone may want to make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve
guess.
So we have a motion to approve the extension of time, subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you so much, Ari.
You too. Okay. Items 4, 5, and 6. Who's here for that? Would you like them all read so you can address
all
three? Okay. All right. BS 260218, Pulig River Capital LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Mandalay Bay and Four Seasons Drive and Las Vegas Boulevard South and Haven Street, and a portion of the right-of-way being Mandalay Bay Road, located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Haven Street within Paradise. UC 260219, Pulig River Capital LLC, use permits for the following: 1. Expand the gaming enterprise district, 2. Resort hotel, and 3. Recreational facility. Waiver development standards to allow non-standard improvements in the right-of-way. Design review for a proposed resort hotel and recreational facility on 11.95 acres in a CR commercial resort zone within the airport environs AE60 overlay, generally located east of Las Vegas Boulevard South and south of Mandalay Bay at Mandalay Bay Road in Paradise. And number 6, TM 265-00056, Pulig River Capital LLC, tentative mat consisting of 1 commercial lot on 11.95 acres in a CR commercial resort zone within the airport environs AE60 overlay, generally located east of Las Vegas Boulevard South and south of Mandalay Bay Road within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Nancy Amundsen. That's AMUNDSEN, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant of this project. The first request, if you don't mind, I'll talk about 4 and 6, and then go back to 5. So 4 is the vacation. This is Mandalay Bay Road. This is Giles. This is Reno. This is the A Stadium under construction. And then right here will be the little memorial garden that's getting built as well, just to give you an idea of where it is. Currently, there is a drainage, open drainage channel along here. It's owned by this property owner, and they're working with the Department of Aviation as well as the regional flood, because they're going to cover it with a structure. That being noted, along Mandalay Bay Drive, they need to vacate some of the right-of-way in order for the entrance to be put in, some of the landscaping to be put in, and there are some easements of interest, so that's what the vacation is. The tentative map is just to combine all little parcels into, basically, free-flowing on the computer, and I'm not very good at it, but basically to create one lot, and that would be the configuration of the whole lot. So those are 4 and 6. Now to get to 5. 5 is, again, this is your planned land use. As you can see, it's in the resort corridor. You all knew that. The zoning is already there. It's a commercial resort. They need to expand the gaming enterprise district. There is not any, there's no gaming, there's no approved gaming on this site, but it's within 1,500 feet of the center line of Las Vegas Boulevard. So we're getting a use permit for the gaming enterprise district. And just to give you an idea of a location, even though I gave you the streets, I call it the slingshot. We call it the matchsticks. Those are those two upright that we're going to at one time be a Ferris wheel. They're not a Ferris wheel, they're still there. This owner is going to utilize, or hopes to utilize, those two, create a third one, and have kind of a dinner in the sky type experience, just so you know. As I noted, this is the drainage channel, so we'll have entrances in there, and there will be a full parking garage over the drainage channel. They're working, again, with regional flood, they're working with the airport, no pushback. They are also working with the fire department, because the fire department is going to need to get in the drainage channel and do something. They need some sort of water rescue or something to that effect, or there are some issues. We have the resort hotel. And then we have 13 standalone buildings that are going to be a little village, whether they're restaurants, retail, that sort of thing, that will be in front along Las Vegas Boulevard. And I'll show you some pretty designs just to give you the concept, because it's hard to explain. There's going to be a pedestrian way along the middle that's going to be covered, and underneath they're hoping to have the same sort of thing that you see on Fremont Street, but it would be going from Las Vegas Boulevard back to the Resort Hotel. The Resort Hotel is very unique in that you've got your parking garage back here. This is the Resort Hotel, and part of the design is going to be this big heart-shaped sign. So just to give you an idea, it's 346 about feet tall. The reason in the report it goes to 407 is because that would be the cranes, and of course the airport and the FAA wants to make sure to accommodate those in there. The one thing to keep in mind is that in working with the FAA, the design will change, but the height may go down a little bit. We have a specialist that's working with the FAA. To show you all the pretty designs. Gives you an idea. They're going to cover two of them, I'm not sure which two, and then build a third matchstick to create kind of a restaurant in the sky type facility. Again, here is our heart. And you can see here is kind of our tunnel. It's showing palm trees. I let them know palm trees are not going to happen. They are not allowed by code any longer. And so they're showing them in the renderings, but they're putting on the landscape. This is a straight-on view. They had contracts with various restaurants. Whether they are the restaurants that come in, I don't want to guarantee that that's who they are. This is what their design looks like. Kind of from the sky, you see how it's going to look. And another one from the sky. So in the Resort Hotel, there's 874 rooms proposed. It's going to be basic gaming. You'll have a small little conference center. And again, they're hoping to make it like an outdoor festival type lot, and that's what they're proposing. The write-up itself said recommend approval of everything but the waiver of development standards, and that's one waiver of development standards for off-site improvement or non-standard improvements in the write-up. Right? But if you read the write-up, and I spoke with planning this morning, and I spoke with Mr. Bernhardt today, the write-up recommends approval. So when I spoke with planning, they said that was their mistake, and they were going to recommend total approval, because you can't have a write-up that speaks to, we have no problem with the waiver, and then recommend denial of the waiver. And Mr. Bernhardt, you can speak to that.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when you read it, it's just, I think what happened is, you probably had a typo, or for some reason thought it was denial, but when you read the actual public works statement, it appears to be approval.
So, and with that, open to any questions that you would like to ask.
Does anyone in the public have any comments they'd like to make? Okay, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. What are they going to use in place of the palm trees?
I actually have that.
And I think it's an important one.
And as a Florida, I love palm trees, but in Vegas, they're not from the weeds. So they have a number of different shade trees. What they are doing is coming off of the Southern Nevada Water Authority's plant schedule.
Okay.
And there are no palm trees anywhere You want me to read them all?
No, that's fine. I'm just kind of curious because they're trying to create an atmosphere around that.
They are. They learned very quickly from... I used to work for the county, mm-hmm. so...
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me ask you about some issues with the security for the airport. What's being done about that? Because in your rendering, you saw the fuel tanks right across from where the hotel's at. So I'm assuming they're coming up with something?
Yes. In speaking with the airport, because before they even moved forward, we had a meeting at the airport with the airport, and that's one of the things we mm-hmm. brought up. So it's the type of glass that's being put in. They're not going to have any of those windows on the rear side be able to be opened. They're doing everything that the airport requested that they do with the site.
Okay. And I see that the Department of Aviation has a long list.
They do.
Of issues. Are they going to be able to handle this? Because it's not going to happen if aviation doesn't want it to.
Absolutely. Yes, as I said, we met with aviation, we discussed it with aviation, and honestly, it's not even going to move forward. It is scheduled for the board, but unless we get FAA and the Department of Aviation's approval with the determination of no hazard, it will not be going forward. But yes, we agree to all of the Department of Aviation's requests.
So the windows won't be able to be open, but can they break them?
I'm sorry?
Can they break the windows? That's what the last one did.
I can't speak to, building materials, but in discussions with the Department of Aviation, they knew, the designer knew exactly what they were talking about.
So they're
going
to be good with that. All right.
Anything else? When you first threw up that picture of the heart silhouette in the dark, I kind of thought it was a little garish, but when you showed the rest of it, I actually think it's kind of charming, and I like the reuse of the sky view pillars. I think that's just kind of cool. I think it's a neat project, and I think it'll be neat to see some activity on the south side of the strip. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna have a big park and a guitar down the street.
That's right. I agree, I think, and I also think the 13 little shops or restaurants outside is a unique atmosphere, and Culver's is an absolutely fabulous one.
And they were honestly looking, they want the resort hotel totally, but they also want to have a festival lot.
Yes.
There's a lot going on across Mandalay, Hacienda, at the stadium, so, and north.
No, I think it's cool. It looks like a really nice improvement.
Unique.
Is the heart? Is there going to be rooms in that?
Yes.
So it's kind of like the.
It's going to be LED, but yes, there will be rooms there. They'll be able to see out. It won't. They were giving me the reduction in the view, and it's practically nothing. So. From a sustainability standpoint, the room's going to stay full because it'll be a failover and how it that works.
Is there any issues with fire with regards to the windows?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, we have been working with fire. Fire was, again, mm-hmm. another one. Airport first, fire second before we even submit.
Okay. The fire is request provide a fire apparatus access road and advise that fire emergency access must comply with the fire.
And, about the, in speaking about the write-up, generally you're going to have fire prevention makes the comments, and they're looking at code and what needs to be done, but we also met with fire suppression, which is very important, because we want to meet the code, but we also want to make sure that the firemen that are coming, heaven forbid anything happens, mm-hmm. are comfortable. And that's why I mentioned working with that on drainage channel.
Does anyone have anything?
Mm-hmm. No.
All right. I will make a motion to approve items 4, 5, and 6, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve items 4, 5, and 6, subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you
very
much.
Good luck with it. It's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Tiff's name going to be?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
She's not going to tell us.
She's not going to tell us.
What's its name going to be?
They're calling it South Strip Lifestyle, but it could change.
They can work on that. Yeah. They have time.
There's always the owner, the developer owns the property. He closed on it already. So,
okay, cool.
Which is always a good.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
Item number 7, WS-2600. Oh, before I get started on that, you go to the Board of County Commissioners on June 17th, right?
Thank you.
Number 7, WS-2600-238. Ayers John Edward, waivers of development standards for the following. 1, increased wall height. 2, allow modified driveway geometrics in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.46 acres in an RS-20 residential single-family 20 zone, generally located west of Palm Street and south of Hacienda Avenue within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Where's the mic? You push up on the button. I think it's on.
Hello, my name is John Ayers. I'm that's A-Y-E-R-S. My address is 4387 East Hacienda Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. Okay, I do have more pictures. I just thought that maybe a down look of the home to kind of show in retrospect where the wall was raised. So that you can understand what I'm talking about, which this is the side of the home. This is the corner of Palm and Hacienda. Front of the home, side of the home, back of the home, and the wall in question is right here. When I purchased the home, I didn't know that it was not coated and done right with the city. Needless to say, it was a big buying point when I purchased the home. There's a little better look at the area in the question, from what I understand. This RV gate was added also with the improvement of raising the wall. This back RV gate was, there was one there, but they upgraded it and put in this one to match the height of the wall. And also as you're looking at this wall, this is the neighbor. This is the new wall with the two RV gates. Initially, there was gravel here, this type of gravel going all along here. It was never concreted to begin with when I purchased the home. And I did add this concrete, and I made sure it was level with the curb and everything. But from what I understand, I need to ask for easements to make that into a driveway. And as I asked in my letters, I would rather really keep the wall because I feel a lot safer because in the area there's a lot of drag racing and so forth going on. And my neighbor, about 8 houses over, had been shot at, and it was in the news and so forth. And if I was to have to lower the wall back to 6 feet, which would be about down to here, I would feel somewhat more unsafe with the situation. And I tried to follow as best I could with everything to ask have it passed with the codes and everything. So I also got signatures from my neighbors stating that They've been made aware of the efforts of the city, letting me know that I might have to lower my wall. And they said that would make them happy, so to speak. So I have several signatures, which you probably have in your books and so forth. And also looking out of my window, I have like the Metro SWAT team going on occasion, handling situations, which I know they can handle the situation. I still feel safe in my home, as long as I'm not having to lower my walls to accommodate the new codes, or not new codes, but the situation. And also, this is straight across the street at the same spot where the Metro SWAT came in. We do have graffiti problems and so forth, but I have lived in the area for over 50 years. I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, so I do have hope that things can be corrected and taken care of. So I really don't want to leave the area. I guess I don't have much more than that to say about it. I'll take any questions about it.
Is there anyone in the public would like to speak on this item?
No, thank you.
Want to come forward and give us your name and address for the record?
No.
Did you want to speak on this, sir?
Robert Daggs, 4430 Palm Mesa Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. B is a boy, A, double G-S. I live three blocks down from you. And I guess I was a little confused by this, so let me straighten something out. Now that I've heard your presentation, I think I understand something better. When I read this, a waiver of development standards increased wall height, I thought, well, it's about 9 feet tall now. How high do you want to increase it? But I gather you're asking for approval for what your previous owner did, which I watched in shock.
Okay.
I had no idea he was violating anything. It was just a... I didn't realize that someone would put a wall up that high. And also allow modified driveway geometrics. Was that to get approval for the curb cuts? Is that what that is? Or were you going to extend your driveway into the backyard?
No, it's to, because of the RV gates,
yeah.
I have to now change the sidewalk. It needs to now be pitched so that it's more safer for vehicles to drive up and down. So nothing's going to be extended. It's just now I have to pay to have it.
So you're cleaning up somebody else's mess.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I read this and thought, oh my God, he's going to put in music, and which I don't mind, by the way, but how high does he want to increase it? He's going to brace the walls for a roof now that it went from 9 feet to 12 feet. So I guess I'm just your average panic neighbor who lives down the street. But now I understand it better, and I thank you for doing what you did. By at least getting things legal. So I guess I don't have any other questions or comments. I'm glad you were here. I hadn't had time to come over and knock on your door. But I would have had time. Thank you.
All
that's
right.
It.
Thank you. So I don't have any objections to what he's doing. He's asking for a waiver, and I believe you should give it to him. Thank you. Is there anyone else here who might speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. How long has this all been like this? I mean, as far as the wall and the...
Oh, I constantly send pictures to the city.
Yeah.
And they get out there about a week and a half.
Yeah, but I mean, all of this that was done without the permit.
Oh, without the permit.
Without the permit. From the previous owner, how long ago did that occur? Do you have any idea?
Yeah,
you saw some of it.
He saw it being, it was months.
It's been in, I would say it's probably less than 10 years. The previous owner, I don't remember when he moved. I met him only once. I would say it's at least less than 10 years. It's been quite a while.
Okay.
And I was kind of surprised to see it, especially when the wall went around the light pole. Because I went to the Clark County Development Standards to look up 30-64, and they have very specific maps about setbacks and why you shouldn't put a wall around the light pole for any number of reasons, mostly maintenance and so on. So I was kind of shocked by this, and I led me to believe he was going to go further on something that was already, in my mind, illegal. So I'm glad he's clearing it up.
Okay.
But it's been at least 10 years, I'd say.
Okay. So the street view shows that in February of 21, that the improvement was not there. They purchased the home. It all went through on October 18th of 2024. And it just so happened Google updated their street view for October 2024, and the improvement had been made at that time. So I doubt that they took possession and immediately started and completed construction within the same month. I believe that it was existing there, but sometime between 2021 and 2024 is, you know,
it's been there quite a few years.
Yeah, it's, and definitely before they moved there.
I have a question. I'm confused about the three driveway cuts.
Well, since
you showed two RV gates, right? Where's the third?
Well, they told me at the planning or public works,
right.
They said you already have one. You have to ask for two more. So you have to ask to have three. So I'm not asking for three extra. I'm asking for two extra, but I already have one. So since I have one, I have to ask for three.
It's in the front yard. So this is his existing driveway?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's leaving the cut
right
here,
yeah,
and the cut there.
And they added it.
And you did the paving, right? In front of the gates? That was not there when you
put it. I did the cement that's in front of it.
But now you're just wanting to cut to make it flush with
right
the street.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I was confused by that.
And even myself, because I used to walk my dog to the park that's across the street,
uh-huh,
I saw that construction going up too. And they beat me to buying the house the first time. And then I did see that going up too as they owned the house. And needless to say, that was one of my buying points. I thought that looked gorgeous myself. But.
Okay, does anybody else have anything?
I'm going to throw out a motion. I make a motion to approve, subject to staff's, if approved, preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And you go to the Board of County Commissioners on the 17th of June, and they'll make the final decision.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. General business. Do we have any general business?
No general business tonight.
She's going on this. Comments by the general public. The period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone. If an applicant clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say? Okay. Our next meeting is June 9th, 2026. So motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.